Hello guys, Julien Stroeker here. So today I want to talk to you quickly how this project works, hackathon get started. So when you clone this repo here, right there, you have this Visual Studio project. So basically it's a console C Sharp application. It's very, very simple. What you have to do first is to be sure you have the authentication, the basic authentication enabled on your tenant. So to do that, you have to go on your Visual Studio tenant, go on My Profile right there on the Security tab, click on Alternate Authentication Credential, and here you have to be sure you have the Enable Alternate Authentication Credentials ticket. So here, let's say I want this username, and for the demonstration, I can say I want, let's try this one, password. Oops. Password 1 and password 1. So we are all set. So now I will launch the application and show you the result. So first you have to enter the login. So me, it's Jean Stoiker. If you remember, it's this one, username. Okay. After that, the password I picked. Don't worry, I will change the password after this video. And the tenant, so is the name right there on the URL here, just the name of the tenant, Julien Stoiker for me, and click enter. After that, the project name, so basically it will create a project for you. So let's say demonstration GitHub, enter, and that's it. It will check if you already have this project. If not, it will create it for you. So it launch a request through the API. So now we are on the queue. Created. I think every 5 seconds, I'm checking if the project is created. So basically, yeah, now true. So we good to go to the next step. The next step, you go to the board and change the configuration on the board. So basically, we remove one column and rename the three other one. So at this step here, we have a question. Do you want to assign the task to someone? Yes and no. So what I can do before to answer this question, I can go on the project called Demonstration GitHub. So it's a new one. And go on the work right there. And as you can see now on the board, we have three column, right? To do, doing, and done. And with some, without for now, some styles and type color, you'll see on the code, I will change that. So here you can say, do you want to assign the task to someone? Yes or no? Let's say yes, for example. If you want to do that, you have to write manually. So here I put an example. I will use this one. So for example, it's John Doe. You have to enter the first name, space, the last name, and all the email. And after that, he create the task. So you'll see on the code, I already fill some tasks for you, but you can easily change that after on the code. And so yeah, let's say it's done. After that, you're playing some style on the board. Again, you can custom this part. And that's it. Type any key to close. So enter. If I refresh in this page, now you'll see I have some task with some style apply on it, assigned to myself or this person. You can change that. And yeah, like I said, here on the style, I add some rules, some type color, etc. So basically, on the code, you'll see it's very, very straightforward. You have different functions. The first one is to create the project. So it's right there. So we create a project through the username, the password, and the tenant name. When it's done, you can here choose if you want to assign yes or no the task. And yeah, let's say you want to create a new user, change the task, or create a new one. You can just say create. Create a user story here, and you have to choose the title, the state, the tag, the type of the working item, and if you want to assign or not the task. So here, I'm already done that. So here for the first one, welcome guest is this one, for example, welcome guest is close because it's on the DOM tab. It's with the tag called logistic here. It's a user story and it's assigned to someone. And at the end here, I'm pushing some style conf configuration. So basically, it's let me check. It's on the domain model. So here I created a class to do that. So you can customize this part if you want. And yeah, this here it's all the endpoints. So yeah. That's it for the video. I hope you enjoy the project. Don't hesitate to collaborate on the project. I think it's a good start to automate to have some automatization around VSTS with the API. So like I said on the Redmi Markdown, for now I'm asking for the credential, as you can see, asking for the VSTenant. I'm getting the template ID, Agile, Visual Studio, etc. Here it's just I just have the getIn function, but I want to improve this part, creating a new project on Git with the Agile process, modifying the column, empty some work item and Kanban, etc. So we can easily we can improve this project. So yeah, let me know if you want to reach me. You can reach me on Twitter. On here is my handle. So yeah. See you next time. Bye-bye.